The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. Everybody's happy. Except for Dom, because it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday, man. We'll get there.
I'm happy you're here with me in Madison.
It's always fun.
WMDX 92.7 FM, Devil's Lair Studios. I'm going to start throwing that in. You know, the Max Sync radio guys call it the Devil's Lair. Yeah. Why can't we?
We can do whatever we want.
You know, it's named after us, right? So, welcome to the Happier Happy Hour, everyone. You could be a part. Throwing just a pinch of you, a little less of Dom. We'll have a damn fine hour.
Hey, is that a short joke? You know, I'm real sensitive now. There's all these short jokes flying around today.
Well, only because you're short. And I might be fat, but I could lose weight.
Yeah.
And you're not growing.
Can you?
Well, theoretically, anything's possible. You know, I was very miffed, and we'll get to the politics, I assure you. It was a little miffed this morning. Hadn't been on scale in a couple days. And, you know, I think I mentioned the bacon jam.
Oh, the bacon jam. Yeah.
Basically, for the last 36 hours, I've consumed nothing but cornbread, jambalaya,
and bacon jam. Yeah, it's coming out of your pores.
I got on the scale today.
And?
I was like 6 or 7 pounds heavier than I last recalled being when I jumped on the scale. So I admit...
But you ate
immediately
less,
thought rig scale.
But you ate less than a pound of bacon.
Less than a pound.
Ah, you know what? I got it. You know
in
what
a day and a half.
It's the salt. It, you know, it retains water.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That could be it. Yeah. I haven't been drinking, though. You know, I haven't been. Well, see, haven't seen you in person. Well, tonight, yeah. I might retain a little water. That could be a future tense excuse.
The drinks, it's a diuretic, man. It makes you go the bacon.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
you don't think this just happens, do you?
You're completely dehydrated at any given time and always wearing black like Johnny Cash.
Alcohol's a superfood.
So I thought immediately.
Rig scale.
So I went and verified.
Oh, yeah. You have more than one scale?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Where do you put them all?
My son has a scale downstairs.
Oh, okay.
And my wife uses the sauna. I don't sauna.
Oh, you have a sauna?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fancy.
Doesn't everyone?
Wow, man.
It's one of those portable saunas, but it's inside the house.
Inside the house, yeah.
Infrared. It's, you know, wasn't too expensive. I think my wife found it on Facebook Marketplace.
Do you use it? That's the question.
No, do I? Never.
Never.
Really? Never.
No, oh, man, saunas are great. I prefer a steam room, but that's a little more difficult.
Do you think it's difficult for me to work up a sweat? Do you think that's a troubling proposition? Well, I got to turn the heat up
it
to
looks like
get
you're
sweaty.
Sweating bacon right now, man.
Could be. Might be the bacon. So... rig scale.
Okay.
So I went to an alternative scale. Had to get clarification. Had I really, you know, retained all this water or bacon fat or whatever the case may be, congealed right directly in my veins? Or was it a rig scale? And my conclusion, rig scale.
Well, really?
I was 7 pounds lighter downstairs.
What? And now you got to use the downstairs scale.
Oh, always. Forevermore.
That is the...
definitive scale, the lower level scale.
Now, do you have one of the fancy ones that, you know, show you your...
They're both digital.
Okay, so, but do that because your body fat, your muscle percentage, your water, how much water you have and all that, does it give you those kind of numbers?
You're losing me, Salvia.
Okay, you don't... Okay, so no is the answer.
No.
Okay.
I'm lucky if I count my steps.
Your phone does that for you.
It does, if you remember to bring it. Like, have you ever knowing you're going for a long walk and then been in the midst of the walk and like, oh, my phone!
No!
None of these steps count! I think it threw off my whole last year, man. I know I would have had a lot more steps if I'd have brought the phone
more. If you only would have tracked, it would have been so much better.
Dom, you have been troubled by the Hitler references of the former president, the current front runner in the nomination race for the GOP, and you know, sort of his associations, this Viktor Orban. Have the guy out to Mar-a-Lago like he's coming to the White House. Had a little luncheon. I wonder if he made him eat Ma's meatloaf. If he gave the dictator one or two scoops of the ice cream.
Well, you never know what kind of deals were being done. Of course, this is right after Donald Trump, you know, was able to get $90 million or whatever it was. They posted a $90 million bond. So he might have had some favors to pay back.
That was the Chubb Insurance Group, I thought.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Chubb, the name you can trust. So what's your point?
Well, my point is that there might have been a payoff, man. We know that Donald Trump had all sorts of
documents down there. Let's not just start conspiracy theories.
Why not,
this is
man?
Not QAnon
what
radio.
What do we know? We know Donald Trump has lied about the documents that he had. He brought them with him in multiple spots, and we'll get to the employee number five story as well. We know Donald Trump recognizes value when he sees it. Just ask him. He'll tell you. So what makes you think? Is that you think it's such a big step to think that maybe, even when you have testimony from this guy, well, at least during an interview with CNN, that he's jawboning with the Australian billionaire about, you know, I don't know, Russian subs and American subs and some greater detail that he didn't feel like
so
he could tell.
So the man can't keep a secret. I am also guilty of not being able to keep secrets.
So if a man can't keep a secret, he can't keep a secret. And the guy had boxes and boxes and boxes of secrets.
Of classified state secrets.
You think he kept them all?
That's why I don't have...
He just said he can't keep a secret. And you think it's out of whack, it's conspiracy to think that maybe he didn't keep other secrets. We already know he didn't keep secrets.
Okay, do I think he runs his mouth? Sure. But what you're alleging is something more than that. You're suggesting, and I don't want to put words in your mouth because they might be defamatory, but what you're suggesting is you think what, he sold some documents to Orban while the guy was in town?
Well, not to Orban, more of a go-between. You know, he's a pickup. He's the courier.
Because by implication, and this is even worse, Tom, you're telling me Trump is broke.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, everyone can only give it all away for a little bit more, Michael.
Okay, well, then won't he be exposed more fully when he's got to put down the second bond, the big bond?
On March 25th?
Is that when the big bond comes?
Yeah, same day as the trial's supposed to start. I know.
So the guy's got to raise capital and go send it as a criminal defendant in a felonious... electioneering trial in New York.
Technically, I think it's what, you know, felonious business record keeping. You know, he doesn't know what a write-off is.
Now, I know this guy thrives in the chaos. And I can tell you, now I'm, you know,
you do
as a media guy.
Yeah.
We've looked for reasons to be out there in the chaos. But I got to tell you, at some point, either your heart explodes, you start gaining weight... I blame it on the chaos.
Rigged scale.
That and a rigged scale. I did gain weight under the Trump administration, like I was trying to comfort food myself. Like, don't be scared. Just eat mac and cheese. And
you'll be fine. Oh, I love mac and cheese. I'm going to cut some hot dogs up in there, like for the kids, you know, back in the day. Yeah.
Good stuff. I'm more of an andouille guy.
Ooh.
You know.
Fancy.
The big smoked sausages. More like that. 844-967-2789. You can be a part. Someone shaking me off.
Let me get to the point here, man. There is a point.
Was there a point?
There is a point.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe we didn't even get to it yesterday because that's how the former guy is. When it comes out, this what former chief of staff Kelly talks about how nonchalant Donald Trump was and encouraging and loving the autocrats. Talking about Hitler. Here's a little bit. Then we'll get to your calls. 844-967-2789. An update to this story. From the Raw Story today, a Republican House representative burst into laughter Tuesday when a Raw Story reporter asked him to comment on former President Donald Trump's remarks praising autocrats that included Adolf Hitler. Because you know how funny that is when American presidents are down with the fascists.
I've never been accused of giggling. I can't even fake giggling.
That's pretty bad. That's real. Republican Rep. Andy Harris said, "You guys are still paying attention to what Trump says?" He said that with a giggle. "Oh, my God. Journalists never learn." Harris, a Freedom Caucus member whose ties to Trump include attendance at a meeting in 2020 to discuss keeping the former president in the White House, admitted that he does not listen to the words that come out of the leading Republican presidential candidate's mouth. "You guys don't listen to Trump?" Ross Story asked. "No, of course not. You look at what he does, not what he says." Harris's assertion comes as the release of a new book, The Return of Great Powers by CNN John Shudo, details warnings from former Trump advisors over their one-time boss's admiration for autocrats. Here's a quote from John Bolton. "He likes dealing with other big guys."
No, talking about a guy with the porn stash.
"And big guys like Erdogan and Turkey and get to put people in jail and don't have to ask anybody's permission. He kind of likes that." Retired Marines General John Kelly said he convinced Trump to stop praising Nazi leader who masterminded the Holocaust by arguing Italian's fascist dictator Mussolini was a great guy in comparison. "Hitler did some good things," Trump said, according to Kelly. "Hitler rebuilt the economy." This prompted Kelly to note what Hitler did with that thriving economy. He turned it against his own people and against the world. I said, "Sir, you can never say anything good about the guy. Nothing."
I say nothing.
Oh, what?
I do nothing.
Is that do Republicans get this? I mean, is this just passing fancy? Oh, I mean, yeah, he praises Hitler, but you know, I don't really listen to what he says.
Hasn't that been the excuse these Republicans have been using since Donald Trump was elected? Oh, I don't follow his Twitter feed.
Right.
You know, they always excuse themselves because who would ever want to defend the man? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It's springtime for Hitler in Germany. And that's what Trump hums to himself in the shower in the morning, I suspect.
Terrible. That's a great movie. Mel Brooks is amazing. But terrible.
So you're admitting your own affinity for Hitler.
Springtime for Hitler? Oh, I mean, come on. The producers? One of the greatest movies ever. And, of course, a fine production as well.
Come back more. Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. Unless you're CJ, and then the answer is 9.
Yep.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going there next. 844-967-2789. It's a little Hangar 18 from Megadeth. I see Trump employee number 5. I just have these numbers rolling through my head. Do you see any of this? Brian Butler. He's got to help move the secret documents for Trump. He didn't know what was going on. Just moving stuff around. No big deal, right? Not a problem? No issues here? Brian Butler, known as Trump employee number 5 in court records, told CNN he rejects Trump's assertion.
I'm not employee number 5. I'm at least number 2.
That the criminal obstruction charges brought against him are politically motivated, and he outlined how he unknowingly participated in transporting boxes of classified documents. He described how the criminal case against Trump shook him and broke his relationship with defendant Carlos de Oliveira, who he described as a close friend. "I felt like it was a total no-win situation for me. I mean, they're asking me questions about one of my best friends. I'm being honest, but I also have a bad feeling what I'm saying is getting him into trouble," he said to CNN's Caitlin Collins. "Nobody should have to go through that. And for Trump to get up there all the time and say these things about it being a witch hunt and everything, he just can't take responsibility for anything." He said he had no idea that the 10 to 15 boxes he moved were contained classified materials. It was the same day federal investigators met with Trump's attorneys looking for the documents.
Well, that's the day to move on. I mean, you got some incriminating stuff. And the federales are looking, well, you better move them.
So, I mean, it's
or
it's,
get
it's
them something. Back.
It is. Do you think he's been provided testimony? I mean, certainly he must have, right? I mean, how do you not? You
employee
have,
number five.
Well, he will eventually maybe provide, if his case ever gets off the ground.
He would be like the perfect witness for the prosecution against Trump. That would be the Eileen Cannon, though.
Yes. Yes. And that becomes problematic. So you think, I want to get here, Curdy. And again, we'll get the phones, 844-967-2789. What do you think Donald Trump was doing with the documents? You don't think they're mine. They're mine. Of course they're mine.
I'm entitled to them.
Whatever, but you're not. But
I declassified them in my brain.
No, you didn't, but okay. I mean, what is the point? I mean, we know the guy is very transactional. There's only one reason why the guy would keep these documents, man, because he sees them as valuable. He sees it as leverage.
Well, I agree with everything until you start alleging that he might have transferred some for, you know, financial gain specifically to fund his bond when I heard it was the Chubb Insurance Group. I don't think, who was it, Viktor Orban? I don't think Orban gave him the last $91 million that got him across the finish line. I think that's a bridge too far, Mr. QAnon.
844-967-2789.
Did you see that on YouTube somewhere?
on
a Reddit Substack?
if it's on the internet, it must
8chan?
Be true. Let's get to it. Who's up?
Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Well, just when I try and stay away from this thing for my own mental health, now we got him going all Marge Schott. Remember her?
Oh, I remember Marge Schott.
Yeah, well, he had some good ideas. Remember, she said the same types of things. And then you bring me this stuff. Am I hearing this right? Robert F. Kennedy and Rogers?
A-Rod. Yeah. What do you think of that pairing? Oh. I mean, that's a dynamic ticket.
Wow.
You know, wow. Anti-vax, and they can throw the deep ball.
Well, if that's true, I'm kind of surprised that Biden and Trump both haven't dropped out.
Well, Dick, if there's 16% support in Wisconsin, according to Marquette polling in January, if Robert Kennedy Jr. is on the ballot and that holds up anywhere close, those are Ross Perot-like numbers. That starts affecting the electoral outcome, Dick.
Well, of course it is. It's very scary stuff is what I'm alluding to. But I heard something really good on Stephanie Miller's show. A guy said all his hand-wringing about where it's going to go. Biden's going to win big, and I love this. And he said, and what about with all these crazy people, the Trump backers, what do we do after that happens? And he goes, Putin has a way of dealing with that kind of thing.
Jeez. Thanks for your call, Dick.
Yeah, man, a lot of people fall out windows and down the stairs.
I was just hearing, I snuck out and listened to the top of the hour news, the national news. Some Navalny supporter got hammered to death, apparently. Sudden death syndrome.
With a hammer. Yeah, that'll happen.
844-967-2789. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Thanks for your patience, Mark. What do you got for us?
Not a problem. It's burning down the house kind of comes to mind by the talking heads as for what Trump is going to do to the Republican, further do to the Republican Party. It is just ridiculous that they're just going to loot it. I mean, and how the Republican Party can just you know, bend the knee to Donald Trump. I mean, that... I guess there's no cure for being.
Well, all the firefighters keep retiring and going home to spend more time with family. You know what I mean? You got nothing left but pyromaniacs and guys throwing gasoline. When the performative Freedom Caucus are the only ones left, it's time for the American electorate to make a strong, clear choice. Either they're down for this crap or it's time to move on. And, you know, Mark, I think it's time to move on.
I certainly think you're right. And I don't know if you heard, but CJ got benched on Maggie's show now today because he just wouldn't stay on topic. And more or less accusing, you know, the host of being deceptive. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, Mark, that is a good way to get your ass banned from this fine radio show. That and talking about other fine radio shows.
Thanks.
Don't do that. Come on, just talk about what happens on this show. It's the coolest 3 hours in radio, at least we think.
844-967-2789.
Your mom told me I'm her favorite.
Yeah. Was that what you is that that's your is that from the text line? You read the text lines, man?
I do read the text. All right,
well, it's your responsibility, man. I never get to it.
Once again, Dominic admitting he cares nothing about our audience.
I love
you,
the
selfish
audience.
Bastard.
Anti-Trump group of Republicans lays out a $50 million plan of attack. Republican voters against Trump will run a series of homemade videos of Americans who voted for him in the past, but say they will no longer do so in 2024. Run by Sarah Longwell, a leading figure in the Never Trump politics, whose focus groups and polling are a staple of center-right podcasts, have made her a go-to figure for political reporters aiming to decipher the motivations behind Trump supporters. Unlike Democratic organizations that aim to help President Biden by promoting his record in office, Longwell's group focused solely on attacking Mr. Trump through the voices of his former backers. Republican Voters Against Trump website features 100 videos from 1 to 3 minutes long of Republicans speaking to a computer or mobile phone camera about why they voted for Trump in 16 or 20 and will not do so in 24. It's really important to understand we're not building a pro-Joe Biden coalition, she said. You're building an anti-Trump coalition. And that's great. And I appreciate that, Ms. Longwell. But what's the point? If you're not going to vote and telling people not to vote for Trump, are you just telling them to stay home? Or are you going to tell them to actually take the next step? Vote for the guy that actually gets something done. Why not say, yes, go support Joe Biden?
The giggling Republican, one of the texters on the text line, says, don't listen to what Trump says. Just look at what he does. Like having dinner with neo-Nazis and authoritarian diplomats,
right.
Nick Fuentes and Viktor Orban, mm-hmm. come to mind. More devils, happier, happy hour, rolling out.
Hey! Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a happier, happy hour, the Tuesday edition, rolling through it. Your phone calls, welcome. Don't forget the phone number, 844-967-2789. Similar to Jenny's, but different.
And that they're phone numbers?
And that they're both phone numbers. Dom, the purge at the RNC has begun. The purge.
The purge.
Washington Post reports, Michael Shire, Josh Dossie, and Marianne Levine. Trump takes control of the RNC with mass layoffs. And restructuring. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have the Trump org to go tamper with anymore. So this is his new vehicle. Former President Donald Trump took charge of the Republican National Committee this week with the political equivalent of shock and awe, leaving dozens out of work, revamping strategic priorities, yes, to grift, and raising fears among some former officials about the party's future support for down-ballot candidates.
Oh, this is fantastic.
You that wouldn't support the recall of Robin Foss. But I read on. The senior leadership has been almost entirely replaced or reassigned.
Reassigned, that's it.
You've been reassigned down to storage room B.
Someone took my stapler.
While dozens of lower-ranking officials, including state directors, were either fired or told to reapply for their jobs.
Yes, you are, must be loyal.
Dom, a nationwide network of community outreach centers, once a fixture of the party's efforts to attract minority voters, will be shuttered or refocused on get-out-the-vote efforts. The much-heralded Bank Your Vote program, aimed at getting Republicans to vote early, will shift to a grow-the-vote program focused more on expanding the party's outreach to less likely Trump voters. And Trump's team, led by campaign advisor Chris LaCivita, is bringing in his own allies with what he says will be a leader, more aggressive operation with more political experience.
Yeah, fire all the legacy politicos and bring in your politicos. See how that works out.
LaCivita says it's about changing a mindset. The RNC is as much a part of the Trump campaign as the Trump campaign is part of the RNC. It is really important from our standpoint that everyone understand in a campaign that will be unprecedented in history that everyone has the same stated goal, absolute loyalty for the Cheeto Messiah.
And give all your money to Trump.
The RNC's political director, its lead data officer, and communications directors have all been replaced. According to people familiar with the moves, the chief of staff and top counsel voluntarily left before La Civita took over. And one of the most experienced lawyers in GOP politics, Charlie Spies, who recently served as the architect of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' shuttered presidential effort, will take over as chief counsel. Additionally, Dom.
Yeah, this one.
La Civita is installing Christina Bob, yeah, a former OAN anchor who has espoused false claims about the 2020 election, you know, being stolen, as senior counsel, wait for it,
for election integrity.
The irony rich here, Dom. Bob is the author of a book called Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. Promoted the audit of the Arizona elections. That was the cyber ninjas,
it
right?
It was. And if I recall, Christina Bob had some 501c3 organization that helped pay for Wisconsin delegation, including Rep. Janelle Brangen and others.
Gableman.
To go to, witness, observe.
Maricopa County cyber ninjas
in action.
They're cyber ninjas.
I mean,
does a magician really show their tricks? Do cyber ninjas really show you all their tricks?
I'm honored to join the RNC and thrilled the new leadership is focused on election integrity. I look forward to working to secure our elections and restore confidence in the process.
I'm sure they'll all concede after Trump loses.
Totally.
I'm sure it'll be
across
fine. The board concession.
Yeah. We tried our best and we came up short, and we congratulate President Joe Biden, and we look forward to challenging, again in 4 years. In the meantime, we'll look forward to the next midterms. Thank you for your efforts, everyone. Congratulations, Joe Biden.
A leaner, more efficient Trump campaign, right? They've taken over the RNC.
I mean, it'd be more efficient and leaner if it was, Trump and the two boys,
Full purge? Well, you need some soldiers, Tom.
The RNC
can't have all chiefs.
The RNC's
not enough Indians.
New posture as it relates to litigation is much more offensive than it is and much less defensive. It's offensive, all right. Some Trump allies privately questioned the hiring of Spies, a longtime GOP lawyer, previously worked for Super PAC, supporting Mitt Romney's 2012 campaign, former governor Spies as one of the party's top campaign attorneys, and who was well respected by donors for his fundraising innovations, is that what we're doing? And actively involved in election litigation. Some former Republican officials, caught off guard by the dramatic changes, have expressed concerns about the takeover, which normally happens in some form at the end of an open primary fight. Former RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, she's a Romney, long a close advisor to Trump, was described as blindsided by the scale and speed of the changes, which target her efforts to balance Trump's interest with the rest of the party's interest.
There
is only one interest, and you guys gave it up. And who didn't give it up? You were ostracized. You were kicked out. Here is a former RNC official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. There won't be an RNC operation to help the greater party. They don't care about the greater party. The RNC is important to lots of people in down-ballot elections. They're cutting off any service that doesn't provide help to anyone but Donald Trump. It's just all about Trump. Yeah. This is great.
844.
Oh, man, this is great.
967-2789. Dom, there is some breaking news out of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear the absentee ballot cases. As it's being reported at this moment, Wisconsin Supreme Court agrees to hear challenges to absentee ballot drop box ban. Updated 1 minute ago. This is fresh off the presses, folks. The use of absentee ballot drop boxes could once again be legal in Wisconsin, with the state Supreme Court's new liberal majority agreeing to hear a challenge to an earlier ruling issued by the court's previous longstanding conservative bloc. Damn it, it changed, didn't it, Dom? In July of 22, the state Supreme Court, in a 4-3 ruling, banned voters from using drop boxes to return absentee ballots. In September, a Waukesha County judge banned election clerks from filling in missing address information on absentee ballots. The lawsuit, filed in July by the Elias Law Group, Dom, that's Mark Elias, right? That's a Dem Law Group, on behalf of two liberal leading organizations in a Dane County ban, seek to undo both rules. In an order issued Tuesday afternoon, the court, again, this is the Wisconsin Supreme Court, agreed to take up the drop box question, oral argument scheduled for May 13th. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Justices Rebecca Bradley in dissent.
Really? Shocking.
By granting the petition to bypass the majority again, aims to increase the electoral prospects of its preferred political party. You know, wouldn't your party also benefit?
They do. They did. I mean, they do. Come on. This is of course, that's not the point. The point is about continuing the effort, the lie, the narrative that somehow these are terrible and not great. I mean, there's literally
a drop box. Expanding democracy, this is a bad thing.
Well, come on, man. This is what they said. What's her name? From the law firm who spoke. It said, all these college kids, they can roll out of bed and go vote, like in their building.
Cleta Mitchell.
Yeah. I mean, this is what they say. This is a continuation of the same philosophy to make it harder. They're happy to martyr their own votes. Their own votes. Jim Troupas, perhaps? Didn't he vote absentee? They're happy to throw out their own votes if it'll throw out a little bit more of their opponents.
Bradley wrote, bad Bradley, finding the decision politically inconvenient and emboldened by a new makeup of the court, the new majority embraces the opportunity to overturn the 2022 ruling in Teigen versus Wisconsin Elections Commission. The majority's decision to do so will upset the status quo of an election administration mere months before a presidential and lead to chaos and confusion for Wisconsin voters and elections officials. Didn't Teigen do that in 22? Writing for the majority in the 2022 Teigen decision, same bad Bradley said state law does not permit drop boxes anywhere other than election clerk offices, and only state lawmakers may make new policy stating otherwise, not the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which had issued guidance to clerks allowing them, and drop boxes for absentee ballots had long been in use in Wisconsin.
Yes, yes, and they were much more in use during a pandemic, of course, because who wants to get the COVID germs?
Well, apparently Republicans were fine with the COVID germs, herd immunity, and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, their use exploded in 2020 to help voters cast their ballots without interacting with other people. That's sort of my attitude all the time. More than 40% of all votes cast in that year were through absentee ballots, and the practice was heavily criticized by Republican former President Donald Trump, who alleged, with no evidence, that absentee voting was rife with fraud and led to his re-election loss in 2020. It was rigged! The challenge the court agreed to hear argues drop boxes are critical for voters who are unable to vote in person because of disability, scheduling conflicts, lack of transportation, or other hardship. Now, we were just discussing the fact, the purge over at the Republican National Committee, right?
They're shifting their philosophy, yes, to grow the vote.
Grow the vote away from banking the vote, yes. Which is actually asking, pardon me, Republican Party faithful to use the absentee ballot process because you've disadvantaged your party by not doing so. You morons, but please keep it up.
I mean, talk about mixed messages from the Republicans.
844-967-2789. It's very hard to remember which lie we're going with today. Drew from Lake Mills. Always tell the truth, Drew.
Hey, Drew, what's happening?
Hey, so I'm just really excited to see the downfall of the RNC because, I know this, but if you look back at some of Trump's, like, pet projects, right? They've all gone belly up.
Yep.
Let's talk about his stakes, his university. I'm drawing a blank on the other ones, but I don't understand how conservative folks can't see the writing on the wall of what is going to happen to the RNC. So, however, like you guys, I am giddy to see this happen. So that was my two cents for today. Thanks. Great show. You guys are awesome. And take care, everybody.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it. You know, and Donald Trump doesn't strike me as one of the, you know,
Trump vodka,
a turnaround
Trump
guy.
Universities.
No, he's not Lee Iacocca and Chrysler, man. You know what I mean? There's nothing about Donald Trump that thinks, oh my God, this organization.
A gold leaf K car.
Is having trouble. Hey, let's call Donald Trump. He'll get everything in order. Yeah, that never happens. I mean, Donald Trump's the guy that come in and pick everyone's pocket, but he's never the guy to actually organizationally, operationally make things more efficient. You know what I'm saying? That's not Donald Trump.
He made things way more efficient at the RNC. He purged everyone. Getting rid of the dead weight, the non-loyalist.
But you're assuming then that those folks had no tasks assigned to them and brought
no value. Well, I'm not assuming
any
of that.
He would assume. I mean, if you're going to go down that road, who's taking those things over? Loyalists? And we know what happens, man. Donald Trump is not a turnaround guy. Donald Trump is a take everything out of the bank guy because Donald Trump needs the money. The same day he's got to show up in court, he's got to post the bond for New York State of New York's fraud trial.
Nearly $500 million. He also bankrupted the USFL and his own casinos. You know, he cannibalized his Atlantic City casinos. One was good. Two was better. Three, there's only so many degenerate gamblers on the beach.
Well, you're assuming he's trying to make money and not launder it. What is the point, Crudy?
You know, his father in the Trump Revealed book talked about walking into the casino, putting money down, buying chips, and then never cashing out.
Never using the chips.
Never using the chips. Why would you redeem them? It's money laundering. Come back, more Devils.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocate.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. Also, the Busted Pencils coming up next.
Political talk and speed metal. That's what you expect around here.
Motorhead, man.
That's Lemmy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dom, I'll defer to your lesser judgment.
Yes, thank you. Case. Thank you very much. Well, we're talking about Donald Trump. Bloomberg reporting today. New York says Trump should post full bond during fraud appeal case.
I concur.
Uh-oh. The New York Attorney General disputed Trump's claim that he may have to sell properties at a loss to secure bond necessary to appeal a $454 million civil fraud fine.
Tough titties, said the kitty.
The real estate mogul, who is seeking permission to post a smaller $100 million bond, or no bond at all. I prefer no bond. We're negotiating. I'm a big negotiator. No bond. He failed to provide evidence that insurance companies known for arranging such bonds were demanding cash and refusing to accept his properties as collateral, Attorney General Tish James said in an appeals court filing on Monday. To put the damage award on hold while he appeals, Trump must post a bond for at least 110% of the total by March 25th.
I always give 110%, Dom.
Always. The billionaire former president who's campaigning to return to the White House is apparently running short on cash after losing two civil trials in less than 2 months. Even so, he's got a wide array of assets he can use as collateral on top of $400 million in cash he testified to having on hand last year.
That's a long time ago. Money spends, you know what I mean?
No, it burns a hole in your pocket, doesn't it? Trump's appeal of these civil verdicts come as the former president faces four criminal prosecutions, one of which goes to trial later this month in Manhattan.
Same day as the bond
is being due. He denies all wrongdoing. It's a witch hunt. Last week, Trump arranged for a $91.6 million bond to appeal the verdict against him in the E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, demonstrating his ability to arrange such bond. That bond, the bond in that case, was arranged by Chubb Limited's federal insurance company. And I've seen some reporting that do quite a bit of, oil Russian insurance, but, I digress. James argued that without the full bond, again, the attorney general from the state of New York who won this $500 million judgment, she said that without the full bond, Trump could attempt to avoid paying the fine if his appeal fails. In her filing, she rejected his suggestion that a bond isn't necessary because his ownership interest in his 40 Wall Street tower alone is sufficient to pay the fine if he lost. She says she wants...
Well, liquidate it and show us.
It's real simple. Just go find someone that'll accept it as collateral and
My boat has more value than that. Well, go sell your boat.
Right. She says she wants to see proof that the surety companies refuse to accept the skyscraper as collateral, and the sureties have refused to accept his property, his other real estate investments, or private jets or helicopters as collateral for an appeal bond. Trump has a March 18 deadline to respond to the attorney general's arguments. After that, a panel...
But I don't understand. Like, if he's got bad credit and they won't offer him credit, then somehow he's got a better circumstance?
Well, he's saying that, he'd have to sell the
property. He can't secure a bond.
Right, right. Well, then why can't he? I mean, he's not providing any sort of evidence of that to the state of New York.
Because they're very unfair. Because the Dems have... They've what?
Or they're leveraged to the hilt.
I can't talk about that.
Trump has a March 18 deadline to respond to the attorney general's arguments. After that, a panel of
appeal... private second and third mortgage to 125% of value.
This is what I'm saying, right? And how would you know? After that, the appeals court judges could hold a hearing or issue a ruling without one. The judge, Engoron, who oversaw the case, found that Trump inflated the values, yada, yada. We know that. Illegal profit, got to disgorge, so on and so forth. 110%. Get it done, Trump. You got 2 weeks. I mean, good thing he's got nothing else going on, like running for president and purging the RNC. I mean, these are all great trend lines for the Republican, the grand old party. I mean, wouldn't Lincoln be proud?
You know, if he doesn't plan on robbing the RNC, I don't know Trump like I think I know Trump. You know, it's like he's firing all these security guards at the bank. This is FDIC insured, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Please, tell me.
So if all the money got stolen out of this joint, you're saying it would be replaced.
No harm, no foul?
I bet he burns it down like a tiki bar.
Well, I mean, what does he do? Everything Trump touches dies. And thankfully, he was only here for 4 years, and many people died. COVID and whatnot. But he does not have a successful track record. The guy was born on third base, thought he hit a triple, and thinks that everything he touches is gold. Well, that's not the case, in my understanding. And I haven't done the math, but he'd have taken his inheritance and put it in T-bills. He'd have been better off. But he can't do that. Donald Trump was Donald Trump, and people buy it. So if he can't...
Some of us have an entrepreneurial spirit, Dom.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Well, bet it all on gold!
If you're not successful in those operations, it's great to have, some money to fall back on. Like an old man coming in, getting millions of dollars in chips and never using them.
Well, I always figured my retirement might involve your futon. Just in case if things don't work out the way I planned.
Well, if they don't work out the way I planned, that futon's going to be out in the curb and you'll be sleeping on it with me. Steph won't have none of that. What is it about Donald Trump that makes people think that he's going to somehow get out? I mean, the Teflon Don thing. But again, look at his business track record.
Because that's what he keeps telling them. They believe him. Because they joined the cult. They drank the Kool-Aid.
And I can slam dunk a basketball. If I keep saying it, doesn't make it any more true.
Well, I know you like that analogy, Dom, and no one ever suspected that you were capable. But if you've claimed for 40 years of your life, and you were a little taller, if you were like 6'7" and claimed, I could dunk a basketball. I'm not going to do it right now, but I've been known to do it. I've dunked a basketball. It's been going on 35 years.
A real basketball?
Oh, yeah.
A fully... inflated men's basketball.
I was 15.
Yeah.
6'1", 154 pounds at the time. Little difference in body type at this point. I was pretty quick on my feet then.
Yeah, you're all elbows, man. I played ball with you.
All elbows. That's muscle stuff.
Sure. No, it's not a great trend line for Trump. And the Republicans and the MAGA, they're gonna get everything they deserve. But that I'm not like the whole conversation with Robin Voss. When you say the enemy, do we support the recall or not support the recall of Robin Voss for not being mega enough by the megas? And they say, well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, if you look at Robin Voss and mega, which one? You know, you could say it for Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker here in Wisconsin, trying to get recalled. Apparently, they come up like 900 votes short. I don't know how that happened.
I have no fear of Janelle Branchen. I'll just put it that way. I don't fear anything she stands for.
She stands for all the things that...
Or Adam Steen.
All the things that Robin Voss does and would make every effort to overturn the election of 2020, I guess.
Great seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Great having John Nichols. Way back in hour one, you know, it's a three-hour show now.
Yeah, check
it out.
You
should listen each and every day, 3 to 6 p.m., especially tomorrow when Dom's right here with me, as he should be, in the Madison Studios. Busted Pencils next.